As the ground begins to warm up, the wonderful and distinctive smell of wet earth is beginning to come up. And this may be the year for you to suss out a small patch of your own, be it on a windowsill or in a shared garden plot. Well, to get you started and to fill us in on what's new this year, Renee Shepherd of Renee'sGarden.com joins us. She's a pioneer in finding the choicest produce from around the world. Renee, it's good to have you with us. Welcome.
Thank you, Lynn. I'm really glad to be here.
Now, I'd figure at this point in your career, you have probably seen it all, but with that in mind, what's new this year?
Well, there's always something new in the world of seeds because there's so much to choose from. I think a couple highlights that I'm looking forward to eating again this spring are beautiful new edible landscaping lettuces, lettuces that are picked for their beauty as well as their flavor and color. Something new in the mustard family, which is arugula that tastes exactly like wasabi that you'd get at a Japanese restaurant. And tiny padrón peppers, which you basically grow, throw in a frying pan, and eat whole. Portuguese kale, a new old vegetable from Portugal that tastes something between collards and kale and is sweeter and easier to grow. And all kinds of new tomatoes. There's always lots of heirlooms that are being rediscovered. Baby Persian cucumbers would be another one that are only grow about 5 inches long, and many, many new vegetables suitable for growing in containers.
So if we were really in a hurry, what would you have us grow for instant gratification?
I think that if you were a relatively new gardener or someone without a lot of space or time, I would definitely encourage you to grow some baby leaf mesclun, which means a mix of fresh greens. There's mesclun mixes that are all lettuces and others that would have things like arugula or Japanese greens mixed in for some spiciness. Or if you wanted to, you could have a container of mixed sweet lettuces of all colors and forms and one of sharper flavored greens like arugula and maizuna and other spicier peppery flavors. And then you would harvest them basically based on how spicy you wanted your salad, more lettuce, less spicy greens, or vice versa.
And then you could pick them, and as you pick them, they keep growing, so you could keep them going for quite a while.
Yeah, it's called the cut and come again method. You prepare the soil, and you sprinkle the seed over fairly thickly like grass seed, cover it lightly, and in about 35 or 40 days, you can make a cutting of the leaves that are by now 4 to 5 inches tall. You leave 1-inch crowns, in other words, leave the bases in the soil and water and fertilize them, and you'll get another harvest out of them. It's a very traditional and very intensive way of growing your own salad, and you get a lot of leaves from a small space.
What's new in herbs?
Well, there's always wonderful herbs that are coming down the pike. Last year, for example, we started selling the hibiscus that you can grow for their calyxes, which is what flavors red zinger tea, for example. And I am now growing some za'atar oregano, which is a wonderful spice that you use in Mediterranean cooking, and we'll have that soon. This year, we introduced an Italian oregano, which has purple flowers and is slightly sweeter than its Greek cousin. So there's many distinctive kinds of herbs to enjoy. Much more interest in things like chervil, Amsterdam cutting celery. There's a celery that you can grow that's easy to grow, like looks like big, tall parsley, but it tastes like celery. And you really don't eat it like you do stalk celery. What you do is pick a big bunch and hang it upside down so it dries in about a week. And then you can use it all winter for soups and stews when celery's real expensive. It has a real clean, deep, rich celery flavor. That's something that you hadn't seen much before here.
Are you seeing any new trends in seeds?
Yes, I would say that there's a lot of new gardeners coming into gardening who want to grow their own food, and there's a real interest in growing food in containers of all kinds in small spaces, of integrating food gardening with ornamental gardening, so the concept of ornamental edibles or edible landscaping, rooftop and vertical gardens. So people are trying to figure out how to grow food and get the benefits of having a garden, which are much more than just growing food, because a garden anywhere makes life better.
Yeah. Oh, Renee, thank you.
Sure.
Renee Shepherd is creator of Renee'sGarden.com. Now you can find her spring planting picks and a recipe for melting greens on the website splendidtable.org. You know, one approach to deciding what to plant, especially if you don't have space or time, is to grow the things that you can't get or that are too expensive. And for instance, mosh salad would be one of my candidates. Mosh has small leaves and they taste as though mild bib got together with tart endive. I like to mix it with thin sliced snow peas and lemon and olive oil. And sweet Italian frying peppers are another pick. They're mild, so they never take over a dish the way those green bell peppers do. And then, of course, there's the tomato finds from last year. Crimson Carmelo, Cosmonaut Volkov, Vorlon, red currant, little tiny thing. And then I would be forced to stop myself. Well, we're going to be back with tofu for people who think they hate tofu, and a soy sauce showdown. I'm Lynn Rossetto Casper. You're listening to The Splendid Table from APM, American Public Media.